Pakistan's foreign ministry is downplaying the New York Times story as speculative, but military officials in Islamabad are far more blunt in rejecting possible U.S. activities within their country's borders. A Pakistani army spokesman, Major General Wahid Arshad, says Pakistan has been clear on the issue and no foreign forces will be allowed to operate inside Pakistan. The New York Times is reporting that President Bush's top advisers have debated stepping up covert operations in Pakistan's northern tribal regions, where the country's central government exercises little control. The Times says the move was considered among concerns that terrorist forces are intensifying efforts to destabilize Pakistan, a critical U.S. ally in the war on terror with a nuclear arsenal. Speaking on CNN's Late Edition program, Pakistan's ambassador to the United States, Mahmoud Ali Durrani, said his government takes the terrorist threat seriously and is actively combating it on its own.
We are totally focused on destroying Al-Qaeda and the Taliban network, and not just one person. We are looking at a broader issue.
The ambassador added that neither Pakistan nor the United States knows precisely where terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden may be hiding, but if his whereabouts were known inside Pakistan, then Pakistani forces would have, in his words, taken him out. The delicate situation in Pakistan, including the postponement of national elections following the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, has been the subject of commentary by U.S. presidential candidates. Months ago, Democratic Senator Barack Obama made headlines when he stated that he would not hesitate to authorize unilateral U.S. military action to eliminate bin Laden in Pakistani territory. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press program, Republican Senator John McCain, who once pledged to pursue bin Laden, as he put it, to the gates of hell, suggested he would not have to bypass Pakistan's government to kill or capture the Al-Qaeda leader.
Musharraf and I have a relationship that goes back a number of years. I would be in constant communication with him, and I'm sure that maybe publicly or privately, he would be working very closely.
McCain described Mr. Musharraf as a good man, but someone who has made mistakes. He added that Pakistan needs free and fair elections to move forward. The senator's last point was echoed by Democratic presidential contender Bill Richardson. But speaking on Late Edition, Richardson said President Musharraf should step down.
What is in our best interest is a broadly based democratic government in Pakistan. Musharraf is a source of tremendous support for Al-Qaeda and terrorist elements.
Richardson urged President Musharraf to allow a caretaker government to rule until elections are held. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.